Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Fame Industries Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call, hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ikra. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY26 conference call of Fame Industries Limited. We will start the call with the initial comment about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then open the floor for questions and answers. Now, I'll hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Q2 FY26 earnings call of the Fame Industries Limited. Joining me on today's call are Rajesh Sharma, Joint Managing Director, Vineet Sahni, CEO and Director, Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary, OP Gupta, CFO, and other members of the finance team. Our investor presentation and results are now available on our website and the stock exchange. We trust you must have reviewed the same. The Indian economy has continued its upward momentum in Q2 FY26 with strong growth. GDP during this quarter is expected to grow at 7.2%. The government's recent GST reduction has provided a timely economic stimulus, boosting affordability and confidence across sectors. This positive sentiment has clearly carried through to the auto sector, particularly the two-wheeler industries. The two-wheeler industries recorded robust growth, with domestic production volume growing by 10.6% to 6.9 million units. Rural markets have shown solid recovery after a good monsoon, while urban demand has remained strong. Against this backdrop, Fame has been able to post a very strong performance for Q2 FY26. We posted the highest-ever quarter sale of rupees 711 crore, which is a 17% increase on a year-on-year basis. Our PAT is the highest-ever at rupees 64 crore. This growth was fueled by very strong demand from our key OEM customers like TVS, Royal Enfield, and Yamaha. This quarter, we supported several significant new model launches that highlight our technological capabilities. The refreshed Hero Glamour X125 was launched with Fame projector headlamp. Additionally, supplies have also started for winker lamp for Hero Glamour and Xtreme models. We are also pleased to inform that during the recent Milan show, TVS Norton has launched two of their models with Fame headlamps and tail lamps, featuring advanced animation and CAN-based system technology. Similarly, Yamaha showcased its new Tracer 7 in Milan, equipped with our headlamp and position light. In India, Yamaha has introduced XSR155 and their first EV model, both featuring LED headlamps and tail lamps from Fame. This in-house development demonstrates our strength in combining high technology, lighting, electronics, and volume manufacturing, positioning us well for the rest of the year. Our journey into the four-wheeler segment continues with full vigor. Based on our quality and delivery performance, Mahindra has adopted our number plate lens in their Scorpio and Thar models. We have also commenced our supplies for RR and Fog for SUV 700 refresh model. We are happy to inform that we have been awarded the following new businesses from Mahindra: high mounted stop lamp for Bolero, high mounted stop lamp for Scorpio, RR and fog lamp for Scorpio, side repeater lamp for Bolero series. As we moved into the second half of this year, we remain confident about the industry's growth path. With a heavy order book, improving efficiency and continued focus on technology and quality, we are well positioned to deliver another strong performance in the coming years. With this, I hand over to Mr. O.P. Gupta and the finance team to update on operational performance.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. First, I will present the quarter numbers for FY26 in comparison to the corresponding quarter of previous financial year. The company has registered sales of Rs. 711.42 crores in Q2 of current financial year against Rs. 607.45 crore in corresponding quarter of previous financial year, which is an increase of 17.12%. LED as a percentage of total lighting stands at 63.92%. The EBITDA stands at Rs. 99.1 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 13.93% as compared to an EBITDA of Rs. 80.27 crore, that is 13.21% in corresponding quarter of previous financial year. PAT for quarter 2 is Rs. 63.78 crore as compared to Rs. 49.83 crore in corresponding quarter of previous financial year, which is higher by 28.02%. Now, I would like to present the H1 numbers for FY25. The company has registered sales of Rs. 1,360.49 crore in first half of current financial year as against Rs. 1,181.05 crore in the corresponding period of previous year, which is an increase of 15.19%. The EBITDA in first half of current financial year stand at Rs. 186.46 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 13.7% as compared to an EBITDA of Rs. 159.04 at a margin of 13.47% in corresponding period of previous year. PAT for first half of current financial year is Rs. 119.84 crore as against Rs. 99.03 crore in the corresponding period of previous financial year, which is higher by 21.01%. During the quarter 2, the company has made a capex of Rs. 21.28 crore and total capex in the first half of current financial year is of Rs. 37.81 crore. With this, I end the financial brief and now the floor is open for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubham Sehgal from SIMPL. Please go ahead. Shubham, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Yes, now I can see.
Sorry, your audio is very bad.
Hello?
Yes, now we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Is my audio better now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. On the provision reversal that we've taken for bad debt and warranties.
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Hello. Are you able to hear better now?
Yes, you are audible.
Yes. First question was, could you just throw some light on taking bad debt and warranties?
I think your voice is not clear. It is breaking in between.
Hello. Is it better now?
Better, but it is breaking. Even though it is breaking, can you just repeat once again and loudly?
Yeah. Sure. So I was asking, my first question is, could you throw some light on the provision reversal that we've taken for bad debt and warranties?
Your question is, you are referring the balance sheet item?
Yes. So we have taken a provision reversal for bad debt and warranties. So I just wanted to ask, could you throw some color on that?
Yeah. So, in normal course, small numbers for provision we take sometimes, but then if there are no bad debts, then those are reversed back. So which is why you must see that number. It must be around 2.5-3 crores. So there was no bad debt. For that, it was recoverable and hence it was reversed.
Okay, got it. My next question was that if we see in the previous four or five quarters, we've seen a very significant growth in sales for Royal Enfield. And even if we look at their production numbers, compared to their production, we've significantly outperformed the sales figure. So I just wanted to know that how do we see this panning out? As RE contributes now 6% of the sales, so do we see this figure being stable or increasing with time?
Yes, we have been taken their classic model lamps business, and wherein our share of business is more than 90%, and we are very bullish to have a similar kind of growth with the RE as of now.
Okay, yeah. So I meant to ask that right now, Royal Enfield contributes around 6% to our sales. So do we see this figure being stable here, or do we see this contribution increasing? So are we expecting more orders in new models, newer models, or more share?
We expect that there could be on the 6% going forward.
I'm really sorry. Could you just repeat?
There could be an uptick on the 6%. Right now, as you rightly mentioned, it's 6. We think given the volumes that are coming through and new models, it could increase.
Okay. And are there any models in the pipeline, or are we being considered for any other models where we can get more share?
Yeah, there are two or three models as of now under development and designing stage. So those models will be launched in coming years.
Okay. All right. My next question was, could you provide any update on the newer technologies that we've been working on? And when can we see any of them getting monetized? Is it like a 1 or 2 year thing, or could it take around 4 to 5 years? How do we see them panning out?
See, one of the example right now, as our CMD sir has already announced, TVS Norton has launched in Milan show. This technology is also being a new technology, which is being first time launched in two-wheeler, especially the animation factors in headlamp and the rear lamp, which is being run with the CAN software. So this kind of technology is first time being introduced by CM in two-wheeler business.
Okay. And so these will be there for TVS Norton models in Europe, and I think TVS is going to launch Norton next year in India as well. So we will be catering to that as well.
Yes, this will be. There are two models which will be for India as well as for global overall market.
Okay. All right. Got it. And how do we see this panning out? Do we see some significant upside here?
Of course, there are further models which are under development right now. It is not only one animation. There are a few other technologies which will be introduced soon in coming, once it is being launched, once it is being commenced by the customer.
So we are the sole provider, right? And I mean, we see that for
Yes.
longer time being here.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I'll just join back in the queue. I have a few more questions. I'll let others also ask. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijay Pandey from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question, sir. The first question was regarding the provision which we have made regarding the inventory write-off related to the fire incident. So have we recorded it to the P&L as well? And if it is, then in which line item it has been recorded?
So just to clarify, there is a damage of inventory of 21 crore and to the fixed asset, 28 crore. So the P&L you are referring, actually, this entry has to first debit the P&L account. And then because we have an insurance policy that is fully valid, so it is the entry is reversed and it is shown in the recoverable. You can see in the line item of the balance sheet, there is a financial assets, current financials, where this recoverable amount is appearing.
Okay. So that revenue which we are getting from the, or the income which we are getting from the insurance, so that is shown into the P&L as of now, or is it not yet shown? Please.
No, I think it is not shown in the P&L. What I just explained, this is a book entry, and this is because we have a valid insurance policy. So you can see that entry which is recoverable in the financial asset.
It's being shown as a receivable.
Receivable.
Okay. Secondly, sir, I wanted to check in terms of passenger vehicles. So our passenger vehicle contribution has come down. We were steadily maintaining it at around 5%-7% over the last 3-4 quarters, but now it has come down to 2.3%. Any particular reason? Because we have got the orders from Mahindra, so just wanted to check what is the reason for this.
So this is a good question from your side. There's no particular reason. It's just mathematical calculation. The overall two-wheeler sales have gone up exponentially, as explained in CMD speech. The four-wheeler, we have got orders, but they are under development, and they will fructify in some time. So the revenue is still to come. So what you see is just a mathematical calculation. So as a percentage, it is looking less. Absolute values have not changed. But two-wheeler market in this quarter has done very well. Therefore, this is looking as a lower percentage.
Okay. And lastly, sir, any idea when can we have any update on the passenger vehicle part? I think in last call, we said that within 6 months to 9 months' time, we'll have an update, sir.
Yeah, so we maintain that. In the last call also, I had said that by end of this financial year, we should be having a clearer picture on our business planning, and we maintain that statement. So we are in that process.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Angie Seth from Aero Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. I had my first question, which is that what is like this time the margin has been very well compared to the last quarter. So what has there been any like changes in the product mix, or like what is the contributing factor to this rise in margin?
So you're absolutely right. The margin has closed in to 14-odd%, which is a high target for us. So the number is driven by a product mix, and also the fact that there is operating leverage now that is kicking in with the increased sales. So we are kind of now hoping to work more around this range. We've generally guided more 13%-14%, but we are hoping to work around the 14% mark going forward.
Do you think this is sustainable, the margin?
Yes, we think given the new volumes and the drivers, we think we should be able to work around these levels.
All right. And one more question is there, has there been any like RFQs that has converted to orders in this quarter?
Yeah, we have already in the speech, CMD speech, it is being also informed. There are two models which from Hero is being launched, which is being already converted into mass production and sales run.
All right. Okay. That's from my end. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, so my question is on the Hero models only. So in the last quarter, Hero has like launched quite a few products, like a new Vida scooter, e-scooter. Then I think there was Glamour X25. So are these the new models that we'll be supplying to? Because in some of the earlier quarters, you also had mentioned you were like working on some new models. So can you give some details on that?
Yes. So in CMD sir's speech, it is being already disclosed. In the last quarter, Glamour 125 and Xtreme, these are the two models which is being launched, and it is under production right now. So wherein our projector headlamp is under production for Glamour, as well as Xtreme, we are supplying the LED winkle lamps, which is also in production for both the brands. And others are already under development, which will be launched and will be announced soon.
Okay. Will you be able to share any indication of like how much Hero can scale up to in the next financial year, or is it too premature here?
For us, we believe that once a customer gets to at least a 10% of our revenue, that's when we can sort of give a more specific guidance. Right now, it's much lower than that. But overall, directionally, this volume will keep picking up. This quarter has been much better, and we expect the next half to be even better this year.
Exactly. And sir, apart from Mahindra, have you progressed in getting any RFQs or orders from any other passenger vehicle OEMs?
Yes, we already have RFQ at quite advanced stage from Force Motors in a good manner. We have RFQ from Mercedes. So these are the three customers where RFQs are already in progress, and we are expecting some from other customers as well.
Okay. And sir, is there any timeline in which tentatively we can see the start of production for these new wheels?
So already, I think in last investor call, we had explained, we started our production for our first order. And based on our quality and delivery reports, it has got adopted into other important models of Mahindra, which is Scorpio and Thar. And very soon, it will also be deployed in the balance models. And we are also opening a warehouse in Pune to support our customer. So that will be the next big step that we are taking. And after that, we have started another production for XUV700 refresh model, which is RR and Fog. Now, this will continue because we have other orders from Mahindra and a long list of RFQ on which we are working.
Thanks, sir. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devesh KL from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. I just want to know whether you lost any revenue from this fire or it was offset by higher production in the next few days?
No, there is no loss of revenue. You can see in the numbers.
Okay. And on the HMSI side, so HMSI forms 25% of our revenue. While I see over past few quarters, many quarters, so our revenue, HMSI revenue has been kind of in line with the production growth of HMSI. So is it fair to say that in Honda we have lower share of LED and yeah.
No, we don't have lower share of a specific product. We have maintained our market share, and you know, overall market share is absolutely in line with what is happening. However, there are always a couple of quarters where one product line does better than the other, and those minor variations are there, but overall our market share remains absolutely the same.
Okay. And within the overall Honda, the LED share remains as it is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's it from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Sehgal from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity again. I just had a follow-up. As you mentioned that we will be having share in the TVS Norton model. So what can we expect the realizations to be compared to a normal model, like this higher technology that we have? Like, can it be like almost double, triple, or just an approximate sense if you could give?
This is now too early to announce any numbers. This is totally be dependent on the customer launches and the
OEMs.
So what numbers?
Okay, but definitely, I mean, but definitely higher realizations.
Yes.
Okay. My next question was, so the new models that have been launched by Yamaha in India recently, and also I think they've announced further upcoming models in the pipeline. So do we have any share in them, and what are our expectations of from these models?
Yeah, so in the speech, this has already been clear that XSR 155 is being having our headlamp and tail lamp, and their first model of EV is also being launched a few days before, is also being supplied by all the lamps from FAME only. And further on, there are new models which are under development, and once these will be launched, we'll definitely be declare all the models.
Okay.
These are all for domestic as well as for global market.
Okay. Domestic plus export, you're saying, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. And just last one clarification. So you mentioned that we have an RFQ from. Is it the same development product that we have been talking about, or has something changed here? Have we progressed here? Like, has something changed here?
No, these are the same. Around, we have more than 100 projects as of now that will be generating the revenue in years to come, maybe around 1,000-1,200 crores.
Okay. All right. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my questions are more around the four-wheeler part of business. So could you elaborate more in terms of, so I remember that last time we had mentioned that we have around 700 crores of RFQ on the four-wheeler side. So right now, have we added more in terms of that, if you could quantify, and also in terms of our plans, because I think the next leg of growth might be driven by the four-wheeler segment. So any timelines over there, if you can give us?
Yeah, so as explained, some of the RFQs have already got converted into business nominations for us, which was there in CMD speech. We have graduated from license plate lamp to high-mounted stop lamps, which is a normal progress in four-wheeler business. We got this for the flagship model of Mahindra, which is Bolero, which is a big win for us. And then post that, we have got for Scorpio as well. We have got RR, that is reflector and fog, for two models. side repeater lamps. Plus, we are now receiving RFQ for other models as well. The RFQ value remains similar as we shared with you before, because some of them have got converted and some new RFQs have come from Force Motors. So this is a cycle which we are following, and soon we'll be converting the current RFQ into business awards.
Any time in the plant, so I know that the management will give a more clear picture by the end of the financial year. So once we decide to go ahead, how much time would it take to set up a dedicated plant for four-wheeler, and if any ballpark number on the investment that is required?
So we will be more equipped to give you a direction by end of this financial year, because we are getting good response from customers. Customer is trusting us, and we are delivering to the expectation of customers step by step. Because we don't want to rush up, we want to go step by step process, which we are following. And we are generating more RFQs and also converting it into business nominations. So we should be able to give you better direction by end of this financial year.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mihir Dhami from Augmenta. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I think Yamaha had some very good production numbers in this quarter sequentially. So this quarter, it wasn't reflected in our numbers. I understand last quarter we had very good numbers that time, but what was the reason for it?
So there are few models which is being export model volumes which is increased, and we exported a good volume for 3 or 4 models for Brazil as well as for Europe. And the domestic market is also being done good for the models which are being under our mass production products.
Okay. I think this quarter wasn't good for Yamaha in our portfolio. Any reason for that?
No, this is the volume only which is being exported by us. There are a few models which is being launched last quarter, as we already disclosed. So those models is being converted into sales figure.
Okay. And another question was, two-wheeler production data in October was quite strong. So do you expect quarter three to be particularly strong versus this quarter?
I think structurally, if you look at the two-wheeler industry, I think if you look at the full year, we feel that there is a high possibility that this will be the highest production year. We could surpass the old high which was hit back in 2019-20. So overall, directionally, we feel that we are on an upswing in the two-wheeler industry.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to comment on a couple of months here and there, but if you look at H2 and overall year, that's the direction we are talking.
It's okay. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijay Pandey from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. So just two questions from my side. One was on the Mahindra, so now the new Bolero has been launched. So should we expect the revenue from the this quarter three onwards, incremental revenue in the PV business?
So as I said, the revenue is already coming in. We are selling our first product, but it is insignificant as a percentage to sale at this moment, and therefore not of interest at this point, because we are going in a step-by-step process. We will start seeing more revenue when these new orders, they fructify in manufacturing. And we will keep you informed of our business plan as we progress.
Okay, sure. And lastly, sir, I know that you had answered it previously. Just I wanted to understand that inventory write-off of 21 crores, so is it included in an EBITDA or is it below EBITDA line? That is what I just wanted to
check. No, there is no impact of EBITDA. Yeah.
There is no impact.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of CA Vanchanda from Anvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And I have a question, like what is your outlook for the FY27 in terms of both two-wheeler and four-wheeler? And if you can give the guidance for FY27, that's my question.
So overall automotive industry, including four-wheeler, two-wheeler, both look promising if you look at the next 12 to 18 months. And directionally, two-wheeler is performing much better. All the green shoots are there for this recovery to be sustained. So, and on the four-wheeler side also, we expect that what we are doing is a differentiated product there. So there is going to be volumes coming through. On the guidance front, we don't give specific guidance except that we believe that we will outperform the industry. And in the current context, we've given a guidance of 15 to 20% revenue growth, which we are maintaining. We would like to do that.
For FY27, right?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinay Nadkarni from Hathway Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I think your numbers have been very great this quarter. Congratulations. Just wanted to understand, if I look at automotive lighting non-LED, there has been a growth in sales in this quarter, if I say quarter by quarter, quarter on quarter, as compared to automotive LED lighting. Any particular reason for this? Quarter on quarter.
So there is no particular reason. Sometime one model which is having the LED that performs better, that number comes in. Otherwise, if you see the yearly basis, that is moving towards 2-3% more every year.
Okay, and basically, FEM's growth is always higher than the automotive sector growth of your various partners. Now, that generally is because, I presume, because when you're moving from halogen to LED, the 3x multiple will, of course, drive your volumes more. Am I right in, not volumes, drive your value more? Am I right in assuming that?
Yes, you are right, but there are other factors as well. So this is absolutely, the whole trend towards LED is definitely a driver for growth. But there are many other factors, including our own product mix, what we do with our customers, our direct and indirect exports that we do. So all of this club together, we are able to outperform the industry.
Okay. And lastly, you talked about operating leverage and product mix driving the EBITDA this time. Any particular reason for that operating leverage? You got more volumes
just more efficiencies coming in on our existing plants. So and we, as I said, we hope to kind of make sure that we are able to put more efficiencies out as
the capacity utilization improves.
Yes, this quarter capacity utilization has improved. Definitely, we are moving in towards the 80s. But simultaneously, we are already doing capex to ensure that we have optimal capacity for the next 24 months. And we are also doing, as you are aware, we have done 38 crores of capex in the first half. We expect to do another 50 to 60 crores in the H2. So our capex for the current year should be 100 crores. Going forward, we want to continue the momentum of capex in line with our growth.
So your capacity utilization is around 80% this quarter. Then what about product mix? When I see product mix, the product mix in this quarter actually is more towards automotive lighting, is it? Compared to LED lighting. Still, your margin has improved. Any look on that?
Yes, see, you are right. Means there is some percentage, you can see higher in the LED lighting as comparable to the mirrors and the plastic. But as already informed, means there are some new model launch in the lighting. So this is the reason of increase in the lighting, business.
Moreover, our focus is towards
And as a company, we remain focused on the automotive lighting as our main product.
Yeah. So when you said product mix, it is the product mix between automotive lighting, LED lighting, and the other products, right?
No, that plus also within LED lighting, our product
okay.
with respect to customers. You know, for example, we highlighted, let's say, the Norton deal and so on. So all of these blended together, we are able to outperform the domestic industry.
So you basically are looking at slightly higher price realization this quarter. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think you want to make a generic statement like that because it depends on a particular model for that quarter.
Requirement.
Exactly. You know, what is the customer focusing on? What kind of a product? Sometimes it's premium product. Sometimes it's low value product.
Yeah. So that makes
that
is what
generic statement. So margin is not driven by that. Margin is driven by operating efficiency.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. I wish you all the best for the remaining H2.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. LED lighting, what is our level of localization now? Like, apart from the LED chip, which I suppose we would be importing, do we manufacture all the other parts or like what is the level of localization?
Yeah, only the electronic components inclusive of LED we buy from outside. Rest all operations with SMT or assemblies or other processes are being done in-house only.
All localized.
So this is all localized.
And you'll appreciate so, we won't be able to get the margin that we can if we were not doing this in-house. And that has been our strength. We do everything in-house.
Great. So it's like almost completely localized. There is no scope for further.
Yes.
Okay. Good. And for in lighting, like you also mentioned animation and like there is like talk of like ambient lighting as well. So can you give us a flavor on like on the R&D front, what we are doing to keep like abreast of all of these new technologies? How large is our R&D team and like annually, like what percentage of sales we are spending on R&D or something?
Yeah, we are all the 100, more than 100 numbers people as of now working in our R&D, especially in electronic side, which is a core strength and the dear future is of course via electronics. So like the animation is one of the function which is being incorporated in our Norton lamp, not only Norton and other lamps also. This is being driven from the vehicle side indication and it is being controlled within the product, which gives a different kind of running light, like the position light which is giving you whenever you switch on. It is on, then gives you some specific signature feature which is running from one corner to other corner and other corner to next. So these are the few features which you can see on these features are already available on site if you see the Norton feature. And further on, okay. We are working on ambience lighting and other so many electronics areas wherein we are working for technology which will very soon will be introduced in the market.
Good. And so there are couple, like there are some peers who are like going for like JVs or technology agreements for things like ambient lighting. So do we feel the need for like any external technology help or we feel like we can develop in-house completely?
And then when it is required,
we do not feel a need of any joint venture for this purpose. We are in touch with our relevant partners. As and when required, we can have technical assistance from them for that particular technology and that particular product. So we are also strengthening our own resources. We are opening our innovation lab here and where the people will be working on futuristic technologies. So we are creating that capability in-house. So in general, we don't need any joint venture partner. We are focusing on self-reliance in technology.
That's very helpful, sir. Sir, just last question, sir. Since you mentioned for HNSI, can you give an indication of, are there any new models or any international models that you're working for which can help grow better in the HNSI account going forward?
Yeah. It is very too early to disclose anything, but we are, of course, working on the few models which are for global as well as for domestic.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Very commendable numbers, especially on the margin side. So congratulations for that. My first question is to Vineet sir on the ambient lighting front and the few other technologies that we are working on. Do we have any kind of, major progress over there, any kind of major trial runs or any kind of major commercializations over there? If you can just give some more details on that.
Yeah. So ambient lighting, we did demonstrate to our customers. So one of the customers has advised us to make a POC. Our team has already demonstrated a proof of concept to the customer, very well appreciated by the customer. And this was done along with our electronics team. So we are expecting us to be in the panel of ambient light supplier very soon. So it is moving in the right direction side.
Right. So that's really good to hear. And secondly, sir, we've got into some MOU with a Swedish company called Alight Lightings for some adaptive lighting. If it's not very early, if you can help us understand what the product is and how you expect this to improve, our lighting, products as such.
So we have recently signed an MOU, and this is because of the government focus on safety. So this is a safety product which we are bringing in, and we are also demonstrating it in next week in ISOL, which is International Symposium on Lighting. So this is basically when you turn the motorcycle and the light has to be stable. So that is the focus, and this will help in reducing accidents on road. So our focus is on safe concept in the two-wheelers, and this is and we will demonstrate to the customer time in ISOL this week.
Right, sir. And depending on the adaptability, and then we'll have future benefits from that, right? I mean, it will take some time to be adapted, right?
Yes, of course, because it takes time. Customer will see it, will ask us to make proof of concept, will do the road test, and of course, that's a process. But important point here is to keep customers engaged with new technology, because that helps us in building our own credibility, and it has different advantages in getting some more RFQs. So that is the direction. Customer starts working as a partner with you.
Innovation.
Yeah, and that's the focus on innovation. Yeah.
Got it. That's really good to hear. Thank you and very all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh from MultiAct. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I had a question on Hero. We have two models which are into production and several which are in the pipeline. So combining all the models, will we be achieving around mid-single digit contribution in next year from Hero?
Yeah.
In the pipeline, we've already disclosed in terms of the numbers. What has already been come out and what we are working on, but I think specific number, as I mentioned, we wouldn't want to put a specific number. As in, if it crosses a threshold of 10% or near, we will be able to come back and tell you. But we are directionally, we want to get there.
Okay. And on the passenger vehicle side, like you have said that you have gradually progressed from number plate light to fog light, etc. So in the RFQs or in the design phase, are we also present in the main headlamp or tail lamp, or it is still in the ambient lighting and the interior lighting that we are working?
So it is a little early to disclose this strategy, but we are fully committed to enter into all lamps of four-wheelers. Front lamp, rear lamp, bigger lamp, smaller lamps.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I missed your commentary, sir. I would just like to understand, is the H2 expected to be better than H1 for our company?
We are driven by the market, and you see where the OEM commentary is, and we hope that H2 is better, but we can't give a specific guidance. Overall, as we keep guiding, we will outperform the industry.
Very pleased. The OEM will do well, and you will do well.
Right. Sir, follow-up question on this. Since I'm new with our company, what is the revenue contribution from two-wheelers vis-a-vis four-wheelers?
So today we are...
Yeah, just in the beginning.
Yeah, it's around 97% is two-wheeler, 3% is four-wheeler at this moment.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir, thank you so much for the clarification.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gopinath Chena from CDK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. Am I audible?
Yeah, it can be a little louder, better.
Yeah, so just I have one question. So is there any plans for stock split or bonus?
I think you are questioning about the bonus, right?
No, just I'm asking, are you thinking about, is there any discussions over the bonus or stocks?
No, nothing. We just finished in 2024.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity again. I just wanted to know, I think so Dutch company called as Nexperia had some issues globally in terms of the chips which are really used in the automotive segment. So are we facing not in the next 3 months but 6 months any delay in our schedules from the customer side? It is supposed to affect the industry in general.
See, from electronic side, we are using all these discrete items, and wherein not only single source, we work with multiple sources, and it is being all communicated with the customer. So no production will be hold or held up because of this next period.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijay Pandey from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Sir, just a follow-up. So just wanted to understand in terms of two-wheeler industry, the LED market share will be around two-thirds or is it 50-50?
Industry.
For us specifically, our contribution is 63%. But as far as the overall industry is concerned, it's estimated around between 30 to 40%, perhaps, but we don't have a specific data around it. What we are seeing is that there is this increased trend towards LED. In fact, we've highlighted that all our projects that we are working on, every 100% is on LED. So there is this trend towards LED and it will move there over the next couple of years.
One more just... What will be in terms of if I see the content per vehicle CPV for passenger vehicle, what can be the expectation in case of PV as compared to CV, as compared to two-wheelers?
So again, it depends on the features of the light. A fully loaded car with all features of LED, the light costs around, let's say, 60,000 rupees. This is fully loaded. But if you remove full load, bring it down, it will be around 20,000-25,000 rupees, right? So there is a difference. It depends on a lot of features, what features you bring into lighting, how much electronics you have into lighting, right? And I think ratio could be from two-wheeler to this, one is to four or more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Thank you, sir, and all the best for upcoming quarters. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Just wanted to thank the management for very elaborately and patiently answering all the questions. Also, on behalf of Monarch Networth, we want to thank all the participants for joining the call. Management, Jain sir, would you have any closing remarks?
Sure. I would like to thank everyone for participation in today's conference call. I hope that we have adequately addressed all your queries. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thanks. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.